Presidential candidates aren't the only ones hitting the pavement until November, trying to understand what Americans are thinking and how to reach us in that most private of spaces, the voting booth. Our next guest is on a national tour himself, timed with the election, sharing his art in each town along the way. This week, Mike Schlitt visits Ashland and the Exchange Studio. Schlitt is a founding member of the Actors Gang Theater, a two-time winner of the New York International Fringe Festival's Outstanding Solo Performance Award, and a recipient of the LADCC Margaret Harford Award for Outstanding Contribution to Los Angeles Theater. That's where he makes his home now. Since 1983, he's written, directed, and produced or performed over 65 theatrical productions. And today he's with us. His latest show is called The Patriot Act, billed as everything you need to know about American democracy in 47 minutes using puppets. We'll get more details on that and see what we can learn from Mike Schlitt over the next 10 minutes or so, minus the puppets. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. You're on tour right now. What's the idea behind your presidential road trip 2016?
Live. I would say 2016 live.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it started. I started working on a theater piece about American history, and I had this kind of interesting idea about a year ago. Like, what if I traveled around the country with the piece during the election cycle? And then, little did I know that I would stumble into an election cycle for the ages. So, I mean, basically, the idea the theater piece is part of a larger sort of. What would we call it? It's part journalism, it's part civic engagement, it's an art advocacy sort of adventure. But basically, my goal is to just try to move the dial in the right direction to get wherever people to take a snapshot of where the country is at right now. And it certainly is at a very interesting place in its evolution. And to whoever I deal with, to find out where they're at and to see if I can find one way to sort of cajole or manipulate or just engage them deeper into the democratic process. That is my goal.
Yeah, that's a noble goal indeed. Let's talk about how you're going about achieving it. You say part journalism and part civic engagement. We got the puppet part.
And part puppets.
Part puppets.
Because puppets are fun.
They are. And they allow us to engage in a way that we might not with a human being, right?
There's also, I feel like there's not enough laughter and mirth in this election cycle. I mean, there's sort of sardonic and terrified laughter.
The name calling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think this is serious business. And I think because one of the difficulties of this election cycle is that it's maybe the issues are not being dealt with seriously enough. So I think the puppets for me are a good way in to sort of disarm and to start a dialogue and allow people to maybe start thinking about things in a serious way.
Are we talking finger puppets, puppets, marionettes?
They're actually not even. They're dolls that I manipulated. The two puppets that I work with, my comrades in the theater, are Mr. Thomas Jefferson and Mr. John Adams, who I think...
Both Esquires, no?
Yes, Esquires, who represent very sort of different ideas about how the American experiment can be implemented in this country. And Jefferson Adams, beyond being sort of interesting iconic characters, a lot of people know they both died. Do you know the story of how they died?
I know they are both dead.
They're both dead. As far as we know.
Yes.
They both died July 4th, 50 years after the 1826, 50 years after the Declaration of Independence was signed.
On the same
day. The same day. July 4th. How strange
is
that?
Yeah, shiver here in the studio. So does your play take on the X-file behind that death?
No. The play, basically the premise of the play, which I'm going to be doing on Thursday night here in town, is it's part performance and part civic engagement. So it's sort of it's a monologue followed by a dialogue. And I know that sometimes it's scary to some people that you go to the theater. It's not like a dark space and you watch something and the lights come up and you feel like you've been changed one way or the other.
Yeah.
The goal for me is, we say 47 minutes because there is literally a shot clock and I have 47 minutes to renew your faith in American democracy.
Well, that's not too long at all.
No, it's not too long at all.
You're very far gone. Anyway.
Well, the puppets get me like deep into, you know, they're like big time savers. And it's sort of, again, I may succeed, I may not, depending on how the show goes. It's it's really telling an American history, because there are many American histories about, again, the American idea, the notion that all men are created equal. And there's a question about, you know, was right from that thing. Is that, you know, it's an amazing aspirational notion that all men are created equal, had not really been thrown out there up to that time. On the other hand, it's also when the founding fathers were talking about all men being created equal, they're talking about white Protestant men who own property.
Yeah, the law is often about how you define the words.
Exactly.
It can sound very highfalutin.
Exactly.
And still be quite exclusionary.
And I think that's the interesting notion, that there's a dynamism to this country and to its history and to its past, present, and future about what it aspires to be and what it actually can be. And sometimes it is.
If you're just joining us, our guest is writer and performer Mike Schlitt. We're talking about his show, Patriot Act. It's happening for free this week at Southern Oregon University, Thursday, September 22nd, 7:30 in the SOU Music Recital Hall. There's another performance.
That one already happened. It was fantastic, though.
If you have a time travel machine, you can go back to yesterday. But otherwise, check it out
on
Thursday.
If you had a time travel machine, I don't know, maybe that would be your first stop. I'd hope you'd do something a little bit more out there than just traveling back in time to see my show. It's a good first stop.
Yeah, it could be a good first stop. So, you know, the show, there's an element of performance that you're walking us through with your little friends.
Tom and John
both died on the 4th of July, 50 years after playing an important role in declaring this country independent, writing our Constitution. What is the civic engagement part that follows this 47-minute Does the 47 minutes include?
The show actually runs about, I don't know, an hour and change, because we have a little discussion after the time runs out. But, you know.
You're just letting people know that it's only 47 minutes of you with the puppets. So they can
I want people to know that it's not going to take too much of their time to engage themselves in participatory democracy. Uh-huh. But to be fair, the reason it's 47 minutes is, partly because I think Americans have limited attention spans.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
You had me there for a second. Also, 47 minutes is how long it takes to watch an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. If you fast forward through the commercials.
It's that long, really. Wow.
It feels like it goes by really fast, doesn't it?
No, I've never seen it. I'm gonna go ahead and just reel some dignity in there, say I've never seen it, but I would have thought it'd be more like a 20-minute affair.
You would think. How do they pad that much? I have a 15-year-old daughter, so I watch it just to spend time with her.
I see. Of course, right.
And actually, just for a second, that's really what inspires the real reason I did this show, and a lot of the why 47 minutes is because this show is sort of a love letter is a little cheesy sounding, but it's for my daughter. It is for the next generation of Americans to try to engage them in that process and to maybe give them some faith and some hope. And I really wonder about the country and the world that the next generation is inheriting, and I worry about that.
I do as well. And with your 15-year-old daughter, do you see her kind of losing any spark of political mojo she might have had, just kind of being like watching the election cycle and and being like, oh, don't care? Because, you know, one of the questions that I want to ask you is, you're moderating these discussions to engage people. Oftentimes the people I know I want to engage are more moderately minded people, or people that can see both sides of an argument.
Mm.
And as politics get more polarized, you know, how do you motivate those people to even show up?
This is so the other component of this art advocacy adventure we're taking this year is I'm traveling around the country and talking to people. So the show is interesting. Most of the time I find the people who come see this show are people who think more or less the way I think. I mean, there's just it's sometimes hard to open up to a bigger tent of audience members, which is somewhat disappointing. But on the other hand, in a space where we all more or less have same sort of general opinions, it's a safe space to sort of explore the boundaries of what you do and don't believe. But in a larger sense, as I'm traveling around the country, I'm going to Donald Trump rallies, I'm going to Second Amendment rallies, I'm going to places that I wouldn't usually go. And one of my mantras on this tour is spend time with people whose opinions you don't normally agree with, and try to have sane conversations under these insane circumstances.
I think that's good advice.
And turn the volume down.
And you and your producers, you're also doing some workshops, at least here at SOU this week.
Yeah.
I noticed one is called How to Show Up as a White Person in Conversations About Racial Equity. Could you talk more about that?
I can't talk too much about it because I'm not Ashley Sparks, who's producing this project with me, is running that workshop, and it's Thursday afternoon. And it's, I think, just to sort of start that dialogue about how we can look at the diverse, I mean, how we can look at the diversity of this, where we're at right now, and how we can talk about it. I don't know what Ashley's going to do, but I know that she's pretty brilliant and it's going to be interesting, very interesting. I also think that's a big question about this sort of precipice moment for this country. Like, is there room for all of us in this country? And one of the candidates, whose name I won't mention, seems to feel that maybe there's not room for all of us in this country. And something that I experienced in a couple of the Trump rallies I went to, the question of, you know, we're all Americans. Like, the first person of color that I saw at a Trump rally, there are not a lot of people who are not, you know, it's mostly white people.
Yeah.
But I came up and started talking to an African-American man, and I asked him, oh, I hear the music. Does that mean I got to wrap up?
You got like 10 seconds.
He said, I'm not an African-American, I'm an American.
I see.
And I thought, that's interesting.
Well, and maybe opens your eyes a little bit to someone who, on the surface, you wouldn't necessarily understand.
That's our goal,
yeah.
Is to understand points of view other than our own.
And you can check out The Goal in Action at SOU Thursday, September 22nd, 7:30 p.m. in the recital hall. Writer and performer Mike Schlitt will be showing his Patriot Act with his two puppets, as well a history of American democracy in 47 minutes, plus a conversation to follow.
And a lot of laughs.
And a lot of laughs. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Thanks for having me.